we know all that we have is a blessing from God. And we can easily see how good health or time with the family, well, that's what a blessing is. But do you ever think about your income also being a gift from God? Well, maybe not, because we have to work to receive it. And for some, the harder you work, well, the greater the financial reward. But perhaps maybe you also worry about your finances. Do you have enough to feed your family, or anxiety about your financial security in the future? Well, Lent may be the perfect time to set aside your worry and make a plan. Well, joining me today on the show is our friend Ashley Michiké from True North Retirement Advisors. Ashley is with us to help us understand the proper role money should play in our lives and how we can use it to better serve the Lord. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Brenda. It's great to be here with you.
Ashley, the good deacon and I have been talking because we met with our financial advisor, and we really realized that going into that meeting, we ourselves were worried that had we done the right thing, worried about what our financial advisor might think, that, you know, a couple at our age kind of planning late for their retirement. Why do we have that kind of anxiety when we should be setting that aside?
That's a great question. And it's a very common issue. I find that when someone comes to me for the first time, or even a client that I've been working with for years, often they're nervous about what I'm going to say. There's a lot of unknown there. So we're always sort of afraid of what lies on the other side of what we know and that unknown. And so I think a lot of clients are afraid that I'm going to tell them there's no hope for them at all. And most of them are surprised when I say, no, you're just fine. Even if they haven't done the planning that they maybe thought they should have done. Many of my clients who are getting close to retirement, just the fact that they're thinking about their retirement and trying to put a plan and a strategy in place shows that, you know, they have done some work and they have done some planning and saving along the way. So I think most people are better off than they maybe think they are, especially those who are getting close to retirement.
Ashley, what the good deacon and I realize is that we should have maybe been planning a little earlier. And now that we have kids who are just married, another child that's getting married, one in college who's going to enter the workforce, I feel like I want to give them some advice, some ways to avoid having that anxiety that we felt. So for young people who are kind of starting out, when should they kind of start planning for their retirement? Should it be, you know, when they have those funds available to really put into a fund that will carry them through? Or can they do this long before they're ever married?
Yes, absolutely. So if I could be at the graduation ceremony of every college, university across the country, I would sit there and pull people aside and say, with your very first paycheck, start setting money aside. Even if it's, you know, $10 or $5 a paycheck. And the key is for young people in their 20s is to get into the habit very early on of setting aside money for the long term. So this would be different than money you'd have in an emergency savings. But most young people coming out of college, they're not going to have a high paying job right away. So most likely they're going to be eligible for something like a Roth IRA, or maybe if depending on the company that they go to work for, they'll have a 401k or some type of retirement plan there. Even if you can only save 1% of your income or a few dollars a month, it's that habit and starting early that is so important, because as their income grows, they will have already started the habit and it's not something new that they'll have to do. The problem is when many people start to only think about retirement when it's much closer, when they're 40s or beyond, and then they've missed out on 20 years of saving for that. So the earlier you start saving, the more likely it is that you're going to stick with it. And also the less you're going to have to save over your lifetime, because you just started saving so much earlier. And the eighth wonder of the world, as I call it, compound interest, really kicks in the longer you're invested. So there's a lot of things going for the person who starts saving in their 20s. So I would be sliding paperwork to open a Roth IRA to all of your kids.
Oh, I love that. And Ashley, I am probably going to send them your way for sure. Ashley Michiké is joining us today. Ashley is with True North Retirement Advisors. Ashley, we have entered into this Lenten season, the time of prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and it's a great opportunity, actually, I think, for couples to have this conversation because, well, you might be spending some time giving some things up. Maybe what you're going to do for Lent is give up the spending of things that you don't need. Mm-hmm. That can be a way to serve the Lord, too. Can I share your thoughts on that?
Yeah. You know, I would actually, unfortunately, it's already Lent and I have yet to officially decide on what I'm going to give up for Lent. But when I think about it, the goal is to do something that's going to help me grow spiritually and to detach myself from the things of this world. And of course, money is a huge attachment that we have, and not just money itself, but the security, wealth, our possessions, our homes, our cars, like these all act as handcuffs that keep us tied down and often prevent us from living in a way that the Lord wants us to, or, you know, living his will, because it's like, oh, you know, I'd really like to do that. I feel that the Lord is calling me to do that, but I'd have to leave my job. So money and the things that money buys in our life often is a big hindrance to living the will of God in our lives. And I even find that in my own life. And it's a constant struggle to try to separate, you know, what is my will and mm-hmm. what is God's will. And so there are lots of things that I think people could incorporate into their Lenten observances that would help them grow spiritually, that have to do with money. So, you know, it's always giving up something. Well, maybe instead of giving up chocolate or soda or wine, which I could never give up wine for Lent. I'm too weak.
Sure.
But, you know, maybe there's an area of spending or a particular spending habit. One example is even just going to the grocery store. So do you go to the grocery store with a list? Do you ever buy anything that would be like a treat for you or something to kind of treat yourself? Or instead, maybe for Lent, you only buy necessities, or maybe if you spend too much on eating out, or you'd like to cut back on purchases of like discretionary things like clothes or shoes or, you know, whatever the thing is that you like to spend money on that maybe has become this attachment, that would be an area to look at, because it would help you grow spiritually during Lent, but then also obviously help with your finances as well.
Ashley, I think many people would probably look at money and think, well, yeah, I've worked hard for it. I should be able to spend it, but we don't think about the gift that it is from the Lord and being able to do that. And for those couples, though, who maybe have a lot of anxiety, it's difficult to make ends meet in a given month. It can be a stress to be able to bring up those conversations about finances, about how we spend the money. When you have couples that come in and are having difficulty going, how am I ever going to not work? This is our life. Or maybe they don't even want to talk about it at all. How do you can work with a couple and say, okay, here's how we're going to open up this conversation about using the money to get where you need to be in your future?
I often find perception is very different than reality. So where I always start is with gathering the information. So what is your Social Security income going to be? Looking at their assets and other sources of income. Maybe they'll have a pension. And then the goal is to try to figure out, well, these are the income sources that you have and the assets that can provide income for you. So is that going to be enough to live a lifestyle that's comfortable for you in retirement? And for many people, and that's why I said earlier that I think people are actually better off than they may mm-hmm. realize. Because even if you haven't saved a lot for retirement, most people are still going to have a meaningful amount of Social Security income. Believe it or not, a lot of people still have some sort of pension or some sort of other more reliable income source in retirement. So And then it's just, it comes down to, well, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to work a little bit longer, which would allow you to save a little bit more, and kind of has this ripple effect across your finances too, because that's a year or two less that you're not pulling money out of your portfolio to live in retirement. But instead of being retired, you were saving more during those couple extra years that you were working. Maybe it just means taking less trips or less vacations or doing less discretionary things. Like, I know, Brenda, you like to golf, but golf is an expensive hobby. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there are with life, just like with money, just like with life, there are just trade-offs. And so the goal is to figure out, well, how do we make it work? This is the situation. This is the reality that we find ourselves in. How can we make the best of it with where we are today and what we've done so far? Because you can't go back and change the past. We can only deal with where we are today. And that's why, you know, a lot of times I work with a lot of 401k plans and the employees in those plans, and I'll have people talk to me quite often. They're in their 50s, they're getting close to retirement, maybe even a little older, maybe they're in their 60s, and they feel trapped. They have all this regret. They feel like it's too late for me. I hear that all the time. It's too late for me. And I say it's never too late, because every dollar that you can save, just start where you are today and do what you can today. Let's figure out what we can do today to improve your situation down the road, because that's all we can do anyways.
Oh, I love it. All great sound advice. Hopefully for those who are listening today, maybe this just really encourages them to say, yep, this Lent, I'm going to get this under control. And that, again, will allow you to set aside that worry, that anxiety, and really to better serve the Lord. Ashley, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you, Brenda.